The Athlete of the Century, 1999. As 1999 moves toward its long-awaited close, there have been numerous attempts to designate the Athlete of the Century. Whoever is accorded the honor will doubtless also be recognized as Athlete of the Millennium. The consensus list for number one has boiled down to three finalists: Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali, and Michael Jordan. There's no right or wrong answer, just points of view. It's hard to imagine anyone being better in a sport than Michael Jordan was in basketball. His exploits are still fresh in the mind, so suffice it to say that the Chicago Bulls won 6 world championships during his reign, and Jordan was named the series' most valuable player on all 6 occasions. He led the NBA in scoring 10 times, has the highest career scoring average in league history, and was one of the best defensive players ever. Babe Ruth had an unparalleled genius for the peculiarities of baseball. In 1919, the American League record for home runs in a season was 12. Ruth hit 29 homers that year and 54 the year after. In 1927, the year Ruth hit 60 home runs, no other team in the American League had as many. Indeed, in all of Major League Baseball, there were only 922 home runs hit that year. In other words, Babe Ruth hit 6.5% of all the home runs hit in the entire season. Ruth's lifetime batting average was .342. 2/3 of a century after his career ended, he stands second in RBIs, second in runs scored, and second in home runs. And these marks were established despite the fact that Ruth was a pitcher during the first 5 years of his career. In 1916, at age 21, he pitched 9 shutouts en route to a 23-12 record and led the league with an earned run average of 1.75. From 1915 through 1919, he won 94 games, lost only 46, and compiled an earned run average of 2.28. In other words, if Mark McGwire pitched 29 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings in the World Series, which Ruth once did, a record that stood for 43 years, you'd have a phenomenon approaching the Babe. And one thing more.